This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is the third lecture of the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. And today, inshallah, we will discuss the 11th benefit from the surah. But before we begin, we bring you up to speed to what we discussed briefly, inshallah. The place is Canaan, Palestine. The family is the family of Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ya'qub, Jacob, or Israel. Actually, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him Israel. He is the son of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam, the brother of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail is the grandfather of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those two branches go back to the father of the prophets, هكذا سموه إبراهيم عليه السلام. Yaqub, brothers and sisters in Islam, had 12 children. 10 of them were from one mother and 2 from a different mother, Yusuf and his brother. Yusuf alayhi salam, the main character, or what all these events are circling around him in Surah Yusuf, he saw a dream. 11 stars, the sun and the moon are prostrating to him. He had a very personal relationship with his father. He right away rushes to his father, sharing that dream with him. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, through revelation, learned that Yusuf is the chosen of his children with the Prophet Hud after him. وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق. يعقوب, actually this was a statement that was said by يعقوب to Yusuf. O Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you with the prophethood, and he will complete his favor upon you as he completed it upon your ancestors Ibrahim and Isaac and me. He knew that Yusuf alayhi salam is the chosen of his children because of that dream. But yet, he was aware of his family. of his children. He can tell that the 10 sons, they are jealous of him. And he told him, do not share that dream with your brothers. Again, brothers and sisters in Islam, I always like to throw a little comparison between the sighting of the Old Testament of the story and the sighting of the Quran to the story. That same story was mentioned in the Torah, in a book that they label the book of Genesis. Actually, when Yusuf alayhi salam told his father the dream, according to the account of the Torah, his father told him, what is this? You want me and your mother to bow down to you? Go away. Does not reflect a compassionate father, nor a prophet. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the story develops when presents a scene, a conversation between the brothers, the 10 half brothers to Yusuf and Binyamin. And they said this, لا يوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين. How come Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father when we are a punch? We are the people who are working for the father. We are the mighty sons of Jacob who protect him, who do his work, who take care of the flocks, who work for the family. And yet Yusuf is receiving more love from our father than us. Let's do something about this. Jealousy, brothers and sisters in Islam. Envy, brothers and sisters in Islam. Envy was the first reason for the first sin ever committed in the face of this earth. When Satan refused to bow down to Adam because of jealousy, because of envy. Envy and jealousy was the first reason for the first murder, the first killing ever committed in the face of this earth. When the son of Adam envied his brother because he was more righteous than him. The disease of envy, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from it. They said, let's kill Yusuf. But amongst them, there was a compassionate brother who said, don't do this. Let us just throw him in a well somewhere, so maybe some people will take him away and will be done with him. They did the shura. They decided, time to execute. They came to the father. Father, how come you don't trust us with Yusuf? Why not? He's our brother, father. قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمننا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب. We're going to go tomorrow, father, to the farm. Send him with us. And we're not going to get him to work. Actually, we're going to have him play and have fun. But again, inside their hearts, they are intending to get rid of Yusuf. As if the father felt it. And he said to them, إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. I'm afraid I'm going to be saddened that you take him away from me. And I'm afraid, وأخاف, that the wolf will attack and eat him, devour him, while you're not paying attention. They assured him security for Yusuf. And they said, قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. Father, how the wolf is going to eat him when we are 10 of us, when we are a whole bunch of us, indeed, we will be then losers. Basically, don't worry about it. We'll take care of him. That brings us to the first lesson of today. The following morning, the brothers took Yusuf and they are already decided to throw him in the well. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَجْمَعُوا إِجْمَاعُ consensus أَنْ يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. They took, stripped him of his shirt, qamis, of his garment, and they threw him in the depth of a well where snakes and scorpions live. Here is Al-Karim, the noblest. Ibn al-Karim, the son of the noblest. Ibn al-Karim, the son of the noblest. Ibn al-Karim, the son of the noblest. Yusuf, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Ibrahim. In a well. In a well. He was taken away from the warmth, the love of his father, to the depth of a well, dark, scary, something that he did not cause, something that he did not basically contribute to its happening. هذا بلاء. This is بلاء. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. He has no resort but to be patient. And if you are patient, Allah will grant you steadfastness even in that position. He is in the depth of the well, alone, dark, scary. Imagine this. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ. We reveal to him. We reveal to who? Yusuf. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. One day, O Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will empower you, will enable you to inform them of what they did to you while they don't know you. And this will happen later in the story. When they will need provision, they will come to Yusuf. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفْ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. They don't know him. Later on in the story, when they will travel to get provision from Egypt, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish him on earth to be Al-Aziz, they will enter into his place. He will know them. These are my brothers. They came all the way from Canaan to take provision back to the family, while they don't know him, because he has changed. He looks different. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Prophet Yusuf with. That means, O Yusuf, you will be taken out of that position. You will be delivered. And you will be empowered on earth. And you will actually one day tell them about this while they are not aware who you are. هكذا. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers His awliya, His friends, His anbiya, His prophets, His messengers. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire. In the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارِ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. O fire, be cool and safe in Ibrahim. Yunus found himself in the womb of the whale. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Allah commands the whale, don't you dare harm him. Your belly is a residence for him for a while, but don't chew him, don't harm him. And later on, spit him. And a tree of yaqtim was brought out for him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr in the cave. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار, hiding away from the disbelievers. Even so, they did their best to basically escape al-kuffar, the disbelievers in Mecca. Yet, somehow, somewhat, they went up to the cave, up to the mountain where the cave is located, and they stood out there. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, looks at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Wallahi, by Allah, لو نظر أحدهم تحت قدميه لرآنا. If one of them would just look down, he will see us. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his yaqeen, certainty, yaqeen, يا أبا بكر, O Abu Bakr, ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you say about two? Allah is their third. هكذا. Any time, brothers and sisters in Islam, you find yourself in a calamity, in a hardship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon you, if you are patient, Allah will deliver you. The scholars, they basically divided patience into three areas or three types. Patience. الصبر على المأمور. Being patient once it comes to implementing what you're commanded to do. Every single day you have to pray five times. Every day. Every day. You cannot come and say, can I take today off? Can I take today? Can I pray? Can I not pray today? I mean, I've been praying for the last 20 years. لا. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ. Stubber. You have to be patient. You have to be patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do. This is one. Two, الصبر عن المحذور. Being patient in staying away from what Allah has made unlawful. Especially the people who crave for the haram. يعني somebody who did tawbah from drinking. وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. I'm sure he misses a drink. Somebody who did tawbah from smoking. I'm sure he misses a cigarette. He misses a joint, whatever it is. But patience. Patience. Sabr. You need patience. If you do not have patience, if you're not patient, you're going to go back. So you need patience. So a sabr, being patient towards the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made unlawful. And those two types, by the way, are the most difficult. Those two are the most difficult. Anybody knows why? 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 Mean legal choice. Who said a choice? Ahsan. Because you have a choice. You have a choice. Look at the third one. The one that you do not have a choice with. As-sabru ala al-maqdur. Being patient towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon you. Allah decreed upon you that you're going to be poor. Okay? Regardless of what you do. You try to go right, you try to go left. Paycheck by paycheck. You started so many businesses. And all of them got chapter 13. Huh? It's not working. It's not working. Qadr. As long as you try, but yet this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed about. Be patient. Be patient. Maqdur. And this is the type of patience that Yusuf had. In the bottom of the well. Did Yusuf alayhi salam contribute to that fate that he find himself in? Did he tell his brothers, take me and throw me in the well? He found himself by all the sudden blooded against by his brothers, and he found himself in the depth of the well. Now what is he going to do? What you going to do? Tell me. You have no resort but what? Patience. A lot of people, you know, subhanAllah, they say, why me, Arab? Why me? Huh? Why? They actually say, why me? Huh? And you will find this person in the land of disobedience. He does not pray. And then he says to Allah, why me? يعني, لا, patient. Patience. As-sabr is mandatory. But you accepting it, wal-rida mandub. You developing acceptance, hada shay is recommended, but you have to be patient. And especially when the calamity strikes you at first. Innama as-sabru inda as-sadmat al-ula. When the calamity befalls you right away, don't panic. Because that's where you have to develop patience. And in order not to panic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you what to say. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ اسْتَرْجِعُ. Remember that you will go back to Allah. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم, when he passed by أم سلمة على أصح الأقوال, when she was crying next to the graveyard of her husband أبو سلمة, and النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told her, اصبري, be patient, إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. Really patience, having patience is when you're hit with the shock, at the very beginning, when the calamity befalls you. There are some people who, what? They start, what? When the calamity befalls them, why me? And they complain to everybody. قال خلاص أنا patient. I'm patient. طب أنت عملت إيه؟ لا لا لا, the patients win. الأولى. ما أنت you have to be patient. I mean what else are you gonna do? What else are you gonna do? You tell me. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع. If you feel like Allah is not going to help you in the dunya and in the akhirah, you should not do that, huh? Put a robe in the ceiling and don't do that. So, just Allah is telling you, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? You have to be patient. But this is what Yusuf alayhi salam found himself at. But yet, if you are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more comfort. So, as-sabru, the three types of patience again. Patience on what? Commanded to do. Salah, zakah, fasting, hajj, enjoying good, forbidding evil, being dutiful to your parents, being kind to the community, to the people, all these good manners, all of this. Two, patient on what? On what Allah has banned. Alcohol, haram. Nope, I'm patient. Inshallah, I'm going to drink it in Jannah. Inshallah. Dope, in Jannah. Everything is in Jannah. Huh? Everything is in Jannah. But high quality. High quality. You're not going to vomit. You're not going to walk around doing like this. You're not going to vomit in the trash can. Huh? You're not going to look silly and foolish. See how people look at those individuals once they know a man is stoned. Look at how he smells. Look at it. And he's thinking he's cool. Huh? ما هو عايش في كوكب ثاني. He's living in another planet. Huh? فهكذا. The third type, which is the easiest type, is what Allah has decreed upon you. You have to be patient. I just came across some of the things that really can help you to be patient. One of the keys towards patience is to get to know Allah, the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's Allah? When you are weak and the road seems to be long, remember to seek strength from the strong, al-qawi. When you're weak and things, you feel like you're weak, you're humiliated, you have no strength to deal with your responsibilities, to deal with your fitness, remember one of the names of Allah is what? The strong. Oh Allah, you are the strong. Give me strength. Give me some of your strength, oh Allah. Some strength, oh Allah, to handle my fitness, to handle my calamities, to handle my test. When life is a burden, sometimes life can be a burden, because we believe life is what? It's a test. And everything is unstable. Things are changing around you. People are changing on you. Your family are changing on you. If nothing is stable, remember, Allah is the able. Al-Qadir. Allah is Al-Qadir. He is able to provide you with peace, because He is the peace. After we finish
Each salah we say what? Allahumma anta, O Allah, you are what? Anta, you are the source of peace, O Allah. Give me some peace. Wa minka as-salam, give me some peace. When nothing makes sense and you are heading for demise, you're confused, remember, just remember, Allah is the wise. When the way is cloudy and there is nobody by your side, remember, just remember, Allah is your guide. When your heart is breaking and your vein make you feel, remember, just remember, Allah is the capable, basically. Study the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second lesson that we learned today, or the second benefit, which is benefit number 12. Amazing, these sons. Lying. They went to their father. Father, send Yusuf with us. We will take care of him. Were they not lying? Because their intention is what? To kill him. Or to get rid of him. Now they went and they did their piece. They did their work. And they came back to Allah. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. They came back to their father at night. What? Weeping. Why at night and why weeping? Because they were acting. And at night they did not have these lights there in Canaan at the time. So you can, in the dark, you know, you can act like you're weeping. That's why they decided to come late at night. You cannot make yourself weep. Who makes you weep and who makes you laugh? وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ. Allah is the one who makes you laugh and Allah is the one who makes you weep. But you could act weeping. And you know if a person is acting. You know if this person, you could act weeping. But now, normally tears, as long as, you know, tears will not come out when you're acting easy. Like when you act, you could act the sound, but for the tears to come out, this is what? This is a process. You need to have an actor and you need to have some of that things that goes into the eyes and then they act the tears coming down. So they had to come back when? At night time. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Ya Abana, our father. Basically, subhanAllah, Ya'qub alayhi salam told them what to say. Exactly, father, like what you said. We went to race and we left Yusuf guarding our flocks. The wolf came and ate him. look what they said at the end. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. And we know, father, that you're not going to believe us. وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. Even if we're telling the truth. When you find somebody speaking like this, rest assured there is something wrong. And this is, by the way, you know, the interrogation, what they do with the interrogation, because the person who lies, he does not have a good memory. Because whatever he's saying does not come from the memory. He's making up what? Words. And that is why it tells you, إِذَا كُنْتَ كَذُوبًا فَكُنْ ذَكُورًا. If you want to be a professional liar, you have to be with a good memory. And this is, isn't that what they do in interrogation? They catch you for... They take you into different offices and they ask you the same questions. The same exact questions. If you change a word, but if you say the same exact thing, over. So the person when he lies, there was this guy, you know, who killed, they caught him of killing somebody. But he's innocent. But the people were able to get two witnesses that we saw him. So the judge is sitting down and he's asking the two witnesses, "Oh, you saw him killing that person?" He said, "Yeah, we saw him with our own eyes." "How come? I mean, he killed him in the street. Where were you?" "Oh, the moon was full and we saw him. The light was full. But he was in the street. Where were you coming from?" I said, "Well, we were coming from the city." "What were you doing in the city?" "Well, we're buying some food for the Eid." "What Eid?" "Eid al-Fitr." "Eid al-Fitr? Full moon?" "Come. You got it? Some of you are still getting it." Like this guy who did a joke today and then somebody laughed tomorrow. So they asked him, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "So and so made a joke yesterday." He just got it. Maybe some of you do not. You know, Eid al-Fitr is the end of the month. There is no moon. They are saying the moon is what? When does the moon become full? In the middle of the month, not at the beginning of the month. So this is the interrogation. This is how they do things. This is how they interrogate. So here they are, these sons, they are coming to their father. "Father, you know, we went and kalam muttahameen, yani the speech of guilty people, without even وَمَا أَنْتَ فِي الْأَخْرِ وَلَكِنْ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. And even if we tell you the story, Father, the truth, you're not going to believe us. It tells you, other thing is, المؤمن should be a smart. يعني, when they came to Yaqub, they did another thing that out of this world. وَجَاءُ عَلَى قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they stained his shirt with a lying blood. The blood itself, it says that this is a lie. Okay, here is his shirt, Father. And there is his blood. So Sayyidina Yaqub quote the shirt like this. He says, "What a kind wolf this is. He ate my son. And he did not tear his shirt." His shirt is what? It does not even tore him. There is no hole. Yani if a wolf is going to eat somebody, he's going to do what with the teeth? Tear the shirt, right? So they brought the shirt without what? Tearing it out with their teeth or something. I mean, they should have done, no, a sound shirt. All the shirt has is what? Stained blood. What a kind shirt, what a kind wolf this is. He ate my son without. Now you need to understand this too, that Sayyidina Yaqub, because of the dream that Yusuf saw, he knows that Yusuf will be delivered. هذا هو. يعني الله. And again, I go back to the account of the Torah. In the Torah, it tells you when they throw Yusuf in the well, he started weeping and crying, "Please, why do you do this to me? Take." هذا لا يليق بنبي. And when Yaqub heard the news, he started burning sand on his. He lay down in the ground and he would not talk to anybody. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل. The first lesson that we want to learn here, which is lesson number 12, is lying. Ya Allah, we have a problem in the ummah. يعني the ummah became الكذب هذا مشكلة في الأمة الآن. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيحين من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنهما: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. Being truthful, telling the truth, will always lead you to righteousness. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And righteousness and piety will lead you to Jannah. Listen. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقُ. And a person will be so truthful. وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقُ. And he's always keen on not telling a lie. You ask him, I'm sorry brother, this is not the way this. I mean, no, it is. You always tell the truth. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. Until he is written with Allah, so and so the truthful. Look at the other end, the other side of this. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبْ. And a man lies. وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبْ. And he is what? Professional. He goes around just. حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. Until he is written with Allah the liar. So and so the liar. فهذه مشكلة. وآية من آيات النفاق. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: آية المنافق ثلاث. A sign of hypocrisy. إذا حدث كذب. When he speaks, he lies. فالكذب, imagine these sons, they kept lying to their father. And imagine they kept this lie for what? 40 years. They knew what they done to Yusuf. And they are living with their father. And their father always bring again Yusuf again and again, and they are still lying. They are still lying. فمشكلة الكذب هذا مشكلة. In the graveyard there is حديث سمرة بن جندب. When الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken in his dream by جبريل and ميكائيل, and he saw a man laying on his قفا, on his backside, and another man standing and holding كلوب, a hook, and then he would go from here, his lip from here, he would tear his side until his ear, and then he would go to the other side. By the time he is done with this side, this other side goes back restored, and he keeps doing. This is how he, how this person is punished in the graveyard. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibril and Mikael, who is this? هذا الرجل. This is the man. يكذب الكذبة فتبلغ الآفاق. He would lie a lie, get circulated all over the place. يعني, especially if you do not need to lie. Some people, they lie just because it's what? It's just part of the system, part of the character. ثلاثة, أو الحديث صحيح, three individuals. Allah will never speak to them in the day of resurrection. Allah will never look at them. Allah will turn away from them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, ملك كذاب. A king who lies. You're a king, why do you have to lie? A president of a country, for example, he lies. Huh? Why do you have to lie? Why? Do you need to lie? No, you do not need to lie. So when you do not need to lie, ملك كذاب, شيخ زاهن, An old man who commits adultery. Shaykh here means age, does not mean sheikh. Huh? Yeah. An old man who commits adultery. Do you need to commit adultery? سيب ده للشباب. Huh? شيخ زان. Three, عائل المستكبر. A poor person. Very poor, but he's arrogant. Why? I mean, you don't have the means of arrogance. I mean, it's like somebody say, you know, فهكذا. Lying when you do not need to lie. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة. يا الله. Something that happens, and I speak to the youth. Don't lie to your parents, because your faces in the day of resurrection will turn dark. Will turn dark. You have to tell the truth. If you lie to your parents, your name will be written with Allah the liar. What is your name? Yani, in case if you lie, I know you do not lie, Khalid. But if you do lie, then Khalid, Khalid what? Huh? Khalif? Khalid, Khalif, be the truthful, inshallah. But in case. This is an issue. Subhanallah, الصدق من جاه. الصدق من جاه. Ubay ibn Ka'b, when he missed on the battle of Tabuk, he found himself amongst 80 plus hypocrites. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back. Those 80 plus hypocrites, each one of them prepared a lie. Prepared a lie as an excuse. Why you didn't come to the battle? Why didn't you join the battle? Each one of them of what? Tried what? At night to present what? An excuse. Sayyidina Ka'b did. فَأَجْمَعْتُ كَذِبَ. يعني at night, I prepared a good scenario. Then he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sat in front of him. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَا بِكَ يَا كَعْب. Why you didn't come to the battle? Look. وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. By Allah, O Messenger of Allah, لَقَدْ أُعْطِيتُ جَدَلًا. I'm the best one to lie. Why? Because he used to be a poet in Jahiliyyah. Ka'b ibn Malik used to be a poet. He says poem. I can speak. I can come up with the best excuse. But I know if I lie to you, to make you happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your heart towards me later on. But I know if I tell you the truth now, and this truth may turn you against me, may cause you to treat me in a certain way, but I know because of my truthfulness, my sidq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your heart against me one day, O Messenger of Allah. Wallahi ya Rasul Allah, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I am guilty. I am wrong. I have no excuse. I had two rights. Go. Allah will settle your case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran regarding his tawbah. فالصدق من جاء صدق من جاء. Especially if a person calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are in the field of da'wah, نسأل الله subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يرزقنا الصدق. يعني when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كما في صحيح البخاري من حديث ابن عباس, commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في سورة الشعراء, وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. Go, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and warn your tribe. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the top of the mountain of Safa. And you know the first question he asked them, what he said to them, He said to them, what if I tell you that there is an army behind this mountain coming to attack you? Will you believe me? Will you believe me? What did they say? Why? Wallahi ma ahidna alayka kadhiba. If I tell you, so صدق هذا من if truth, telling the truth is a key. Is a key. قالوا والله, we never experienced you lying. If you tell us this, you never experienced it. We never witnessed you lying at one time. So we will believe you. Especially مع ربنا يا إخوة, صدق مع الله. Being truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, just take those three out, Rashid. Jazakallah. Yeah, the brothers there. Can you come this way, please? This way. Especially with Allah. You know, being truthful with Allah. You know, brothers, أول من تسعر بهم النار. The first three people who will be that meal for the hellfire from the Muslims, Hafiz al-Quran, Riwayah Alim, a scholar, somebody who spent a lot of money, someone who died in the battlefield. أول من تسعر بهم النار. The first meal for the hellfire. Because they were liars with Allah. They pretended that they are doing these things for Allah. But yet, they were doing it for the dunya. To show off. I taught you the Quran. What did you do with it? Oh Allah, I read it day in and day out. Kadab, you're lying. You did this in order for the people to say about you, you are a scholar. You're knowledgeable. Kidd ma'a Rabna. He's pretending he's doing this with Allah, for Allah. But he's lying. Sidq ma'a Allah, sincerity. Sidq, sincerity with Allah. يعني في سنن النساء something amazing. A Bedouin became a Muslim. He said, O Messenger of Allah, if I become a Muslim and I go and help the cause of Allah and I end up fighting and killed, will I be going to Jannah? He said, yes. Then later on, after migration to Medina, the Prophet ﷺ collected some of the spoils of war, and he made a share for him. So he called Abu Ansari and he said, please take that share to that Bedouin. So as soon as the Ansari is giving him his share, he got upset. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, what is this? What is that? He said, that's your share. مَا عَلَى هَذَا اتَّبَعْتُكَ. I did not follow you for that. I followed you in order to get hit here. So I go to Jannah. The following day, they found him killed in the battle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the companions, how did he die? قالوا يا رسول الله أصابه سهم هاهنا. An arrow went here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أهو is he the one who was talking to me yesterday? Yes. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said? صدق الله فصدقه. He was truthful with Allah. He really meant it. He was not pretending. And Allah was truthful to him. If you're truthful with Allah, Allah will give you what you're truthful about. But if you're pretending for the people, that's another issue. فالكذب على الله مشكلة. That you lie to Allah. You lie to Allah that you're acting, you're doing things for Allah and you're doing things for the dunya.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
And who is more wrong than someone who basically lies to Allah? Because Allah knows what you conceal. Allah knows what you're thinking about. Allah knows what's in your chests. Don't lie to Allah because Allah knows what you're thinking about. Don't lie to Him.
أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ.
They will be brought to Allah in the day of resurrection, presented before Allah in the day of resurrection. And they will swear to Allah, oh Allah, wallahi aydi,
فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ.
They will swear to Allah. They still want to lie to Allah using oath in the day of resurrection.
أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ.
The witnesses will speak against you. You know who are the witnesses? Who are the witnesses? You.
حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهِ.
My skin, my hearing, my tongue, why did you speak against me? Allah made us speak. Don't lie with Allah, to Allah, don't. Be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Benefit number 13. A believer, always smart. المؤمن كيس فطن. هذا الحديث لا يصح. But the statement is good. The hadith is not authentic, but the statement is good. Yani, because a lot of people, they think that the people who are into the religion are what? Huh? Darawish. Call them darawish. Yani, you could cheat them. You could, yes, could you write the darawish? Idhak ali. Kulu. And sometimes, by the way, you act like you're, you know. Subhanallah, I read a beautiful hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah. Just to let you know, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أتدرون من أصحاب الجنة؟ من أهل الجنة؟ يعني معنى الحديث عهدي به طويل. Do you know who are the dwellers of Jannah? Who said كل مخموم القلب. يعني بمعنى كده بالبلد كده إيه الإنسان العبيط. That you come and try to blot and he's not paying attention. He's always thinking what? Good. Thinking good of you. And there's a story I would love to tell, but I can't tell it in Arabic, so I'm not sure if it's gonna, I could bring it to you in English, but I'll try. How long we still have, Ahmed? There was this king who used to have somebody who's so near to him, a good person. And he used to be one of his council. A regular person, but very kind, very nice. The king loved him. And every time this man would arrive at the place where the king sits, he would make that statement. Just come here, come here, you come here, come here, come here. He always makes that statement before he sits down. كَفَى الْمُحْسِنَ إِحْسَانُهُ وَكَفَى الْمُسِيءَ إِسَاءَتُهُ. The good person, his goodness will save him one day. And the bad person, his evil will destroy him one day. And then he sits down. That's his habit. As soon as he arrives at the place where the king is, he makes that statement. كَفَى الْمُحْسِنَ إِحْسَانُهُ وَكَفَى الْمُسِيءَ إِسَاءَتُهُ. And he sits down. It's like a traditional. He's used to that. The king doesn't know why is he saying that? What is this about? But he always makes that statement. Now the minister of the king envied this man for his closeness with the king. Envy. Why is he so close to the king? Why? I don't like that. I should be closer to the king than him. Let me do something about it. He went to the king and he said to him, listen, this man that you're giving him all this honoring and dignifying him and having him sit with you all the time, he's circulating a rumor about you that you are abkhar. You know who is abkhar? The person who he has a problem with his gum, that his smells always bad, even if he cleans. Some people, subhanAllah, Allah tested them with this. That regardless, the smell of their mouth is always because of يعني مرض في اللثة. They say that's because of a disease in the gum. I said, really? He's saying this about me? And here I am treating him well? And then the king asked him, how do I know that you're not lying? He said, if he comes near you, he always, or he will place his hand on his mouth, like this. Okay. The minister went to that good man and he told him, I'm inviting you to my house today. And he cooked a lot of garlic, a lot of onions for him. The whole meal was garlic and onions. So he ate. And he said, by the way, the king was talking about you. Maybe he needs to talk to you. You need to go to him right now. He arrived at the king's place. كفى المحسن إحسانه وكفى المسيء إساءته. The goodness of the good person will save him, and the evil of the evil person will destroy him. The king said to him, come here. اقترب. ادنو. Come closer to me. Come closer to me. Of course, he does not want the king to smell what? He did like this. فقال والله ما رأيت إلا أن صدق الوزير. By Allah, I think the minister was right about you. ثم كتب كتابا. He wrote a letter. Here is the thing that this king, he would always, any time that he writes a letter, he writes a letter with a grant. That's his habit. He never writes a letter to harm somebody. Like if he writes a letter, normally good letter, that means this person is going to receive something good. But this time, for the first time in his history, he writes a letter to his interior minister. The carrier of this letter, I want you to slay him, then islahhu, take away his skin, remove his skin, وَحْشُوا بَطْنَهُ تِبْنَا, and fill his belly with straws and bring him back to me. And he said, My good counsel, take that letter and go to the Minister of Interior. Of course, he doesn't know what's going on. So he's walking out. Who is waiting by the door? The minister. He saw the letter in his hands. Man, I wanted to harm him, and here he is giving him a letter to go get a grant. He said to him, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going to that person with that letter. I said, don't worry. You know, you go home. I'll take care of that letter for you. I will deliver it for you. Don't worry about it. He said, well, but the king gave it to me. He said, no, don't worry about it. You're tired. Go home. And, you know, I'll take care of it. He takes the letter to the man. Opens him. The carrier of this letter, slay him, make him skinless, fill his belly with straws and bring him back to me. فَقَرَأَ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ He read the letter to him. He said, yallah, let's execute. Welcome. That's not me. This was a mistake. I'm not supposed to be here. It's not me, please. I said, well, these are the king commands. Execute, grab him, done. The following day, this man arrives at the king place. The king is looking. And then before he sits, he says, كفى المحسن إحسانه وكفى المسيء إساءته. The good person will be saved by his goodness, and the evil one will be destroyed by his evil. I just looked at him and said, what are you doing here? He said, I don't know. What do you mean? I said, and bring me that body. Bring me that body of the person that the interior minister brought back to me. And it is the body of the minister. Said, what happened? And he told him about that I wrote a letter. And after you came and you placed your hand on your mouth, he said, you see, dear king, كفى المحسن إحسانه. The reason I placed my hand on my mouth is because of the minister. He made me eat garlic and onions. And here it is. So the king tells him, اجلس, sit down by Allah. كفى المحسن إحسانه وكفى المسيء إساءته. صاحب الجنة, أصحاب الجنة, the people of paradise are that type. هذا هو الحديث, حديث في سنن ابن ماجة. الإنسان المخموم القلب, اللي هو إيه بنسميه إحنا العبيط, يقول لك ده عبيط. هو مش عبيط ولا حاجة, هو إيه الرجل إيه؟ He thinks positive, he's just positive. People are blooding around him, trying to get him in trouble, and he's just like this man. He doesn't just... فهكذا. سيدنا يعقوب عليه السلام, he discovered that these guys are lying. بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. But again, here it is. Look, why didn't Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam speak to them in a very aggressive way? You took my son away and you slayed him and you did and you did and you did. Why? Because of the dream. He knew that Yusuf is still alive. He knew that Yusuf is somewhere. Now if he ignites them, if he increases, if he goes harsh on them, they could go back and do what? Kill him, harm him. And that's the wisdom. السياسة. الكيس. المؤمن كيس. Muslim should be smart. Benefit number 14. فصبر جميل. We said that there are three types of patience. But here is a fourth one, which is what? A beautiful patience. What is a beautiful patience, brothers and sisters in Islam? that you never complain Allah to other people. The beautiful patience that you never complain about Allah, regardless of what you're going through. You don't complain about Allah. You don't go to people, how are you, brother?
Wallahi, yani, man, I cannot take care of my family. I'm poor. And ما لا تفعل هذا. Don't do this. How are you, brother? Oh, I've been sick the whole time. I don't know, I've been going to the doctors. How are you, brother? المؤمن دائما الحمد لله. والله أنا أرتع في نعم الله. I am rejoicing in the bounties of Allah. والله I am unable to offer gratefulness for what I have. I'm trying, but I'm unable. هكذا. If you have a problem, you complain to who? To Allah. So this is the beautiful patience. And this is what Ya'qub alayhi salam said, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى. I complain about my grievances and about my hardship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beautiful patience. But now this does not come free. This does not come free. The source of that patience is Allah. That is why look what Ya'qub alayhi salam said. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ huh? وَاللَّهُ to have that type of patience, who's going to help you? Who's going to help you? You just go to the super fresh and get a bill for beautiful patience? Huh? You go to Walgreens and please, can I have a beautiful patience bill? La. Who can sustain this for you? Allah. Now how you seek it? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Yani subhanallah, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lut alayhi salam to Egypt, hadith fi sahih al-Bukhari, hadith Abi Hurairah. I'll look at that Egyptian ruler, weird one. He told his basically agents, the cops, the the guards, that whenever they spot a beautiful woman, bring her to me. Sarah, of course, was what? أعطت. يعني هذا الحديث في حديث يقول لك لقد أعطي يوسف وأمه شطر جمال المخلوقات. يوسف and his mother were given half of the beauty of the creation. The scholars of tafsir, they say أمه here, his mother here means Sarah, not his immediate mother. For right away they spotted Sarah. Imagine you're in a country and they take your wife away from you. Huh? They take your wife away from you. Imagine this. They grab your wife to be taken to the king to rape her. They did this to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. They took Sarah away from him. You know what he did? Anybody knows what he did? Beside this, مين اللي قال الصلاة؟ أحسن. He went to pray. الله أكبر. هكذا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر. What does he do? When he finds himself in a hardship, in a calamity, what does he do? Who's going to give you patience? Who's going to help you live through that feeling that your wife is taken away from you and being offered to the king?
Who is going to help you to handle this feeling? But he kept praying actually. They brought Sarah to the king. He places his hand on her. Actually turned into a stone, a rock. His hand was paralyzed before touching her. Please, please invoke your Lord and I will let you go. But let him restore my hand again. Will you promise me to let me go? Yes, I promise you. She made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored his hand to him. But he cannot help it. He tried again. 3 times. And then at the end he called upon him, guards! Take her away, you brought me a Satan. Brought me a Satan? Who is the Satan? And he given her a gift. Who? Hajar. Hajar. The mother of Ismail alayhi salam. Subhanallah, she was so excited as a wife to inform her husband that he never touched me. She was rushing back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, she found him doing what? Still praying. He's still in the salah. He saw her. Mahyam. He's praying. He did not want to finish the salah to hear what happened. He told him, Mahyam, wait until I'm done. She wanted to tell him, I'm okay. Mahyam. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. The point here that I'm trying to make is وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا patience and salah. You will not be able to be patient if you do not seek patience from the source of patience, Allah. And how you acquire this is by being what? Constant in salah. I think our time is up. So with this, inshallah, we have concluded 14 benefits from Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. And so far, Yusuf alayhi salam still in the depth of the will. Let's find out next Saturday, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his promise to him and how he will be taken out of that will. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.